Hello, everybody. We are here with a quick word from our friends over at Newsly.
Newsly is an audio app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice.
For the first time in history of the internet, the web becomes listenable.
Browse articles from topics you choose and start playing. Stop scrolling. Start listening.
And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 40 countries, and our podcast, We Are Marvel, is there too.
Download and use Newsly for free now from www.newsly.me or use the link in the description of this episode. To get a one-month free subscription, use the promo code MARVEL.
That's www.newsly.me. And don't forget, let them know that we sent you there by using the promo code MARVEL, M-A-R-V-E-L. Hello, everybody, and welcome to We Are Marvel, where we explore all the corners of the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse. And we are also the official podcast of the We Are Marvel Facebook group. Please go check them out today. And while you're there, be a pal and head on over to the We Are Marvel pod page and give us a like and follow as well. We are your hosts. My name is Justin.
My name is Jeremy.
And welcome to the show.
And thanks for being a pal.
Yeah.
Like, we appreciate that.
Just be a pal, okay? Thanks, bud.
We're not asking a lot.
No, we're not. Just be our pals. We're very lonely people and we need a pal.
Yes. Yeah, no, but really, though, thank you guys for listening. Appreciate you guys joining us for this.
For sure.
I don't know what brought you here, but I'm glad you're here.
Heck yeah, and I hope you stick around, because we got a fun one dishing up for you today.
It's going to be interesting. I didn't tell you this before we recorded, but I did not have a good time with this. I really didn't, man.
Nothing? I mean,
it was so terrible.
I might have oversold, but when I watched it... Like, I didn't like it as much as I remembered
liking it.
But it is a solid movie. For a 2003 leather-clad superhero movie, I think it's pretty solid.
So many annoying things.
So is your face.
For me, I had not watched it in... Fair. I had not watched it in years, right? I think I've at least seen it since it came out, but it was very close after. And I remember it being fine, but then rewatching it, and with you hyping it up so much, it's the director's cut. Like, I'm ready. Yeah. He says this is good. Now, I don't remember if you said it's good or if it's better. Better? Sure. It could be the worst movie, and now it is better, so it is now not the worst. Second worst. That is better.
Hey, but I don't know if we already watched the worst movie.
It's true. That is true. But, oh, man, I was just, from the get-go, it was just, like, annoyed. And things got worse and worse. Wow. And I do not remember Bullseye being that terrible.
Yeah. Ugh. That one bothered me. We'll get into it, obviously.
Yes, we'll get into it.
Yeah. I guess.
My overall thoughts.
Yeah, let's just get our Icarus ready for Jeremy to shed on Daredevil, director's cut from 2003. Giddy up.
Cue the Evanescence song. Wake me up inside. Can't wake up.
So you were not woken up inside?
I was not woken up inside, no, unfortunately. As much as they tried.
I'm sad. I really, I didn't think you would make, it'd be your new favorite movie or anything, but...
Yeah.
I still hold that it's solid. Like, for a Daredevil movie for 2003, having to cram all that crap into one movie about who this guy is, there are some definite missteps. It's very 2000s.
Yeah.
But it's all right. I don't think it's a train wreck. I just, it's no Ang Lee Hulk, which is coming up soon.
And again, that's the same thing. I don't remember it being that terrible. But I am sure, when we rewatch it, oh, God, I'm going to have a terrible time again. But I guess it's just the way it is.
I feel like I rewatched that one recently, and it was okay.
I can't trust you anymore. That's the end of it. I make my own decisions.
I've watched so many shitty movies over the years that maybe my tolerance level is much higher. After doing Pod and Gore and watching Killer Clowns from Outer Space, like my what I consider a bad movie.
Right.
It takes a lot to be a bad movie. Like, this was fine. Like, it was Daredevil. There are things that I don't like, and it's in my notes. Okay, watching it again, like, things that didn't, you know, connect with me and made me kind of go, why would you do that? Oh, it's because it's a 2003 superhero movie. Okay, that's why. But on the whole, I had fun with it. Like, it got me excited for Daredevil. Made me, after the I watched the movie, I watched the two episodes of Spider-Man, the animated series that Daredevil was in. Okay. I thought about watching Daredevil Netflix, but I didn't have time today. Like, it's just, I don't know.
Watching this did make me think, man, they did so much better with the Netflix series. Yeah. Like, now I understand why you were so much more hyped up for that. I don't know, maybe because that might have been closer in your mind and all that. Yeah. And I know you're just a bigger Daredevil fan. You're a huge fan. He's great. But, like, if I would have watched this movie and then went into the Netflix, I would have been so much more excited. Like, they did this, right? They did that movie in, obviously, more episodes, but they did it so much better. And they, oh, man.
Yeah. Well, some characters, I think, translate better to a series. And I think Daredevil is one of them where you can take your time with these cases that he's on. You can take your time with, you know, just planting seeds and building his world because it's very expansive. And the things that you get in this, it's one of those movies where it's like, I feel like if you are a Daredevil fan, you'll get what they're doing and pick up the thing. Like Green Lantern, like, I am such a Green Lantern movie apologist because I like that movie. Like, it's not great. It has definite problems, but it's solid. Like, if you know Green Lantern, you know what they were doing. And if you know Daredevil, you know what this movie is doing. It just didn't quite get there. And I think a big part of it is it just doesn't have the space for it. This made me realize, like, Daredevil should not be a movie.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's too dense a story to make into an actual movie.
Yeah. I get that. I agree that having more time would have helped this movie. And I was hoping that's what the director's cut meant, but they didn't add.
Well, you know what's sad is it did. Like, if you hate this, don't watch the original. All the stuff with Coolio and that court case is in the theatrical cut.
Okay, because I didn't remember Coolio at all. I mean, you know, I know of Coolio and all that, but I didn't remember him in this peace. Movie. Oh, that's right. He did pass away not too long ago. Yeah, so
none of that was in the theatrical cut.
Okay.
Which makes the ending and everything make zero sense. Because that's what got me, is when I was watching the ending, and when Daredevil's like, the sirens aren't for me, they're for you, I was thinking about the theatrical cut, and I was like, why would they be for him? In what way did they tee up the idea that the police would know who he is and then come for him? They didn't. Just because Bullseye's been killed or, you know, thrown off a building doesn't mean that they would know who Kingpin is. Well, but the Coolio storyline does.
Okay. But didn't they also get the, I don't remember the guy's name, but his initials were WOW. Didn't they get him Wesley? Didn't they get him to flip?
Yeah, but that's in the
director's cut. That's just the director's cut. Then how?
I don't remember. And that's what's weird. And I almost want to watch, even though I'm not going to, the theatrical cut after this, because like there are scenes I feel like placed in different places. And the thing, like, and we'll get to it, but like when Matt takes that cop car for the joyride there. That's in the theatrical cut. He learns about Elektra being in danger from Yurik.
Okay.
In that, after the funeral. And all that other stuff just isn't in the movie.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Maybe that's why I love this so much, is because to me, it is so much more a valiant effort on making Daredevil into a movie than the actual one that we got back in 2003. That it's like, okay, I get what this is actually a full movie. It's like watching a Zack Snyder director's cut. Like, oh, this is what makes, it's not great. You know, Batman v Superman is still not a good movie,
Right.
But it makes more sense when it has all the other stuff in it that actually tells the story that they're telling.
Yes, makes more sense. I think you might be right. With you remembering what was added versus what wasn't in there, I think helped for sure. If I would have known, that might have helped. I would have been like, okay, this fixes a lot of the annoyances I had.
But now you just have new ones.
Yeah, exactly. and they start from the beginning. I'm sorry. I think I kind of derailed this very quickly. Do you want to just backpedal a little bit and do your kind of beginning part, and then we'll just jump into it?
Sure. I mean, we've already given our overall thoughts, so we can just get into the thing. The synopsis for this, a man blinded by toxic waste, which also enhanced his remaining senses, fights crime as an acrobatic martial arts superhero. I hate that in every way, but that's what IMDb had. But it is
accurate for what they showed in this movie.
True. When justice is blind, it knows no fear. It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
And I like that we got the... I've been talking with my work colleague recently, and we talked about the Batman, and he hates the part where he says, "I'm vengeance." And this is before I watched this. I don't know. He's very strange. But he doesn't like it. I think he just thinks it's weird that someone would say that. Like, he's such a psychopath. But whatever. That's not the point of the story. He is. You are right. But I love that in this, we got the, who are you? I'm Justice.
That's right. This is so Ben Affleck going, I'm never going to be Batman. Let's make this Batman. And then he got to be Batman.
I know.
Just hey, give it 20 years or so and you'll get to be Batman a couple times. This was directed by and written by Mark Steven Johnson, based on Daredevil, created by Stan Lee and Bill Everett, starring Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner, Michael Clark Duncan, rest in peace, Colin Farrell, just barely, Joe Pantoliano, or as I like to call him, Joey Pants, Jon Favreau, and David Keith. This released February 14th, 2003, with a budget of $78 million and a box office of $179.2 million, which is not too shabby. Like, no. I'm kind of surprised. And there was a sequel talked about.
Like, we got Electra for a while. Instead.
Yeah. Can't wait to get to that. That I one know. Is bad. Like, I'm not going to. That's. Jennifer Garner does not save that movie at all.
No. She didn't save this one either.
No.
In my eyes.
No.
Or her CGI green eyes.
Right? They that was so weird.
It was. And they didn't do it all the time either.
No, it was really... It was mostly just that first scene when she walked into the diner. I noticed it. I was like, that's weird.
Yeah. I was like,
I've never noticed that before, but green. That's strange.
They were like glowing green. So I guess not what eyes do. They don't project the color as a light.
Hers do, because she's Electra, so it's very... Oh. High energy.
No.
This makes me sad. I was hoping that you would get on Team Daredevil. Because I like the CG Braille opening credits and the somber tone that the whole film has. Like, it's very much Spider-Man 2002.
Yes.
With the webs and shit. Like, it fits so perfectly into that style of universe.
Yeah.
And X-Men verse that I was like, you know what? I don't like it now. If they did this now, I'd be like, okay.
We did this already.
Movies don't do opening credits anymore, really.
No.
And Marvel certainly doesn't.
No.
Which is...
Yeah, the most you'll get is the title.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't even get that until the end.
Yeah. Which, honestly, I'm good with. I know it was a thing, and I'm...
Yeah.
I don't know. I like that they're not. I like that we're just getting right into it. Because I have noticed that
Star Wars of it all.
Yeah, but I feel like with Star Wars, they're at least having you read something that has to do with the story. With this, it's just like, here's all the people. And you're right, when there is a
story... No, but story, I mean, my point is, like, Star Wars was the first movie where, like, they even
okay.
Like, it was a whole legal thing of, like, we don't want credits before this movie.
Right.
We want to just put you right into this galaxy far, far away.
I gotcha.
And I like now, that I more movies are doing that.
Yeah, I will say that I am fine with credits that tell a story that, mm-hmm. you know, with the, I guess, the picture of whatever they're doing in the background of the names. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. If it's a story that has relevant to this or it's explaining things, maybe a backstory mm-hmm. or origin, something like that, that works. But like
so
this.
So like in this, mm-hmm. the flashes of the ending that it showed as it was going up the church to show him that.
I hated that too.
Really?
Just the screeching and the, it's like, is this a horror movie? What are they going for here?
Yes, it's very, it's tense. It's bad shit is coming, Jeremy. Daredevil has been through the ringer in this movie.
Yeah.
And you're about to find out about it. you're about to hear the whole tale and he's going to tell it to you.
Yeah, because his life is flashing before his eyes, his blind eyes. I know.
Even for a blind man, it happens, okay? I like the image of him bleeding on the cross. Huh?
Yeah,
that's
sure.
pretty cool. Straight out of the books.
You're pushing this right now. Huh? Huh?
You're about to get an hour of it. Like that's just, and we don't have to go every... I just tried to make as many notes as things that popped up for me. But
yeah, that's good.
I just like the huh? I like this movie. It just this makes me sad.
I know. Huh? I do feel bad that shot, I'm not. I feel kind of bad that I'm going to be shitting on this for the most part.
I do
but
too.
I mean, I also don't want to just lie to our listeners.
That's fair. I think I'm not. You know, I'm not going to try and tell you that this is perfect. It's not. You know, I like I said. I think I'm just. Wow.
I'm not wrong. It is far from perfect. Well, okay.
So you. Because, like, I think the way they tell the origin is fairly solid. Because, I mean, they hit all of the beats. They changed some stuff, like calling him Jack the Devil Murdoch and being like, oh, that's where he gets the daredevil, and then the stupid line from the kid. But actually, that is it from the books. The kids, when he was blind, made fun of him by calling him Daredevil. So... Okay. It's a stupid thing, but it is a thing from the book. Like, it's in the movie, it's like, eh, that's kind of lame, but that is from the books.
Okay.
So,
I'm knowing that, I am so glad that they didn't do a scene where they're now grown up and they're like, wait, didn't we call him Daredevil? Like, I would hate that.
See,
they're like,
I could,
remember this nickname
I could
we
see,
called that kid?
I know. I could totally see that in a Blade movie. Like, that's that seems like a Blade 2 thing.
Yes, I agree.
I like the echolocation effect. I think that looks pretty solid. I actually prefer this to the fire effect in the Netflix show.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I remember seeing the fire effect in the Netflix show going, that's a choice. And I get it. But...
Yeah, I get I get it. It's
it makes more sense.
It does. Wait, like, which one? The fire
echo.
Or the... Oh, okay.
Because the sound pings off of things. I mean, it's like a bat sonar. Like, that would be how he sees things, is sound bouncing off of objects. That's why the rain scene, albeit kind of dumb, makes sense, because the sounds echo off of what the, you know, the surface that they're hitting and revert right back to him. That's how he can see.
Yeah, that is how echolocation works, yes.
Yeah.
And I will say, that did look good, especially for the time, for 2003. Like, it did. It did look good. That was one of the highlights of this.
We found something. I'll take it.
This is a success.
And the Stan Lee cameo was nice, having him be, you know, someone that he saves from the...
Yeah, that was...
Crossing the street was cool.
I liked it.
I almost went, because in the comics, he's... He saves an old man from the truck, and in saving him, and they didn't do this in I don't remember what they did in the Netflix show. Maybe they did do that in the Netflix show. I think they did, actually.
Didn't they?
They don't really show, I feel like they don't show the accident. Like, people are screaming, and his dad shows up and shit, like, and all of it, like, that's like the opening scene of the show. Mm-hmm. From what I remember, but I didn't get a chance to rewatch. But I will tell you, the thing that bumped me this time was the Devil Cave.
Oh, really?
his house apartment thing.
Yeah.
Makes no sense. Where'd he get the money? Mm-hmm. Who helped him install all this shit? Why does he have 50 billion suits? Why, like, it's all this weird, sleek, like, rotating doors and shit. Like, it's so 2000s.
Oh, very much, yes.
Like, and, I can forgive a lot, but watching it last night, I was like, this is dumb and does not make sense. It is not a Daredevil bat cave.
Yeah, but in 2003, when I was the age I was, I don't, much younger than I am now, obviously.
Sure. 20 years ago.
Yeah. That would have been so cool. Like, yeah, I want to, would love to have that.
Yeah. And so that very intricate, like, sculptures on the walls. As, like, when he goes in after the night out and he's going down his stairs or whatever, and there's, like, angelic sculptures on the walls. Like, wow, that's impressive. Who installed that? And then didn't put together that they, and why? And didn't put together that he was Daredevil in doing this.
That
bothered me this time. Like, I love this movie, but that was stupid.
You can have someone build it and you know, not have, obviously not have your Daredevil stuff put in there yet. But again, like, they would be wondering, why is this blind guy want this?
Yeah, he's not going to see it. That's very strange. Like, so you can feel different textures. That's, and then the deprivation tank tub thing.
Yeah, what is,
like,
that?
Like, it made perfect sense in 2003. I remember going like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. That's how he gets to sleep. Like, yeah. Sure. And it does make sense. Because you submerge yourself, the water, you know, clogs up your ears, and you can't hear. Like, actually, that makes sense. It, he doesn't have the money for that, and he wouldn't do that. Yeah. But it does make sense. And I also like the scene, I think it's later on, when, like, he can hear a woman screaming, like she's being murdered, and you see her, like he's seeing her next to him, and he's just like, I can't right now. And he basically has to let her die. That scene was cool to me, and that's not in the theatrical cut either.
Oh, okay. Because that's an important... Well, I guess it wouldn't be, because that's the case that...
Case doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so weird.
Yeah, I mean, you hear, like, screaming and sirens and stuff, and he's just like, I'm fucking tired. I'm going to bed.
I'm going to water.
Yeah.
This is not a bed. It's
I'm turning into Aquaman now.
Oh.
So you didn't like the fight scene at Josie's bar set to Nickelback?
No.
Really?
No.
Nickelback aside, which I used to like Nickelback, so it's fine. I loved this soundtrack and still own it, by the way. But I thought that fight scene, for the most part, until he starts walking on the pool tables with lit on fire, is pretty fucking awesome. Like, the way he's swinging around, the way he runs up the fence thing, throwing the billy club, and seeing
there are parts that are like, really cool. Okay, yeah, I see what they're trying to do. But when it starts off with these two motorcycles coming in and dumping alcohol on their tires so they can do a burnout inside, you know how much that stinks? You think all these people are like, yes, it's gonna stink like shit in here.
It's a dickhead biker bar. Like, it's not like it's Olive Garden. Like, still, in that location,
nobody wants to smell that.
You know what I think your problem with this movie is? You're old.
I mean, those two things are correct. I do have a problem with this, and I'm
can old. You imagine someone staying out that late? They'd be so tired.
I hate you.
Oy. And then they'd have to work the next day. The ache in their back. I don't. Ooh.
Oh, man, I hate you so much. Don't take your anger for me hitting this movie out on me, okay?
I'm also going to take it out on... It's your fault.
This movie?
You're here. I like this movie. I think it's fun. I did get discouraged rapidly during this section because I notated like four things in a row that I was like, well, that's kind of dumb. That's pretty stupid. Oh, that's a bad idea. But then it got better. So I didn't think you were going to hate it this much because I liked the Josie Bar fight scene until it slow-mos with him on the tables. That was just, it's so 2003 Blade.
Yeah.
But the whole Daredevil killing someone with the C-Train and then having the Crow-style fire DD. I think it was badass back in the day, but it's so dumb. It's not Daredevil. None of scene is Daredevil.
You're telling me nobody was standing over those? Nobody walked over those to then spread out this perfect DD?
Can you imagine the person that has to clean that up?
Seriously. They'd be pissed. Like, in... where'd he get it?
Where'd he get it? He didn't, like, where'd make it.
Where'd he get
it?
The fluid?
Like, I don't know. Maybe it was in one of his many pouches. He didn't have pouches, but, you know, it is stupid, and it doesn't make sense, and it's not a thing that Daredevil would do. That, as a scene, this scene ended up, like, I remember loving it as a kid, but this scene bothered me as a Daredevil fan in this, watching it last night, because it's so not Daredevil. He wouldn't have killed that guy.
Well, he did, but Train did.
Sorry, I just shot him. The bullets in the fall killed him. What are you, Tom Cruise from Collateral? Great movie, by the way.
That's good.
And he wouldn't leave the fire call sign thing. That is so, and he never does it again. Yeah, and the fact that he's willing to kill this douchebag, which, you know, fine, but then he doesn't kill Bullseye or Kingpin, even though they literally killed the two most important people in his life.
Yeah. Yeah, this
because
guy,
he's not the bad guy. What?
Yeah, this guy, yes, an asshole, but and not. I don't want to say, you know, only, but he does only beat someone up, doesn't kill them.
Yeah.
Like, I guess beating up someone is very bad. It's like he's a dickhead. But yeah, you're right. Killing him for that, but then I mean, you've made the point. I'm just saying it again. I sound like I'm smart too.
Because you're
not. Yeah, these other people kill, not just kill someone, but kill people that you really care about. Yeah. And you're just like, you will go to jail. You need
so I can fight you again later, and it'll be harder. Because
I don't know. This just popped in my head, but my only argument would be the guy that beat them up didn't get justice in his eyes. He got a chance, but it was the incorrect outcome. So now he has to, I guess, kill him. I mean, I still don't think you should kill him, but anyways, he does. But the others, I guess, they're giving them a chance at getting this justice.
Yeah,
and I guess if they get off, he kills him.
Yeah. Maybe in the sequel he kills Kingpin and kills Bullseye harder because it didn't take it. Yeah, you're gonna make me sad, and I don't.
I'm sorry.
I did like. We already talked about seeing the woman dying next to him in the tub, but I did like him dreaming of his mom, the nun.
That confused me so much at first. I was like, what is going on here?
That's what's, like, that's one of those things that made me go, this needs to be a show. Because even in the show, they don't explain it.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're someone like me that knows this story, you have no idea who that nun is. So I saw that and went, oh, that's such a cool nod. And if there had been a sequel, they could have explained it.
Sure.
Like... oh, that's the nun that was taking care of him as a kid. That's the one that we kept seeing in those things. It was his mom, but he didn't know it. Mm-hmm. But in this, it's just like, it's ominous.
Yeah, for me, it was like, why is this nun just staring at him? Like, why is she just hovering over him, staring at him? And then it took me a second. I was like, oh, yeah, that's not, okay, I remember now. But you're right. I didn't remember that right away. And I only know that because of the show.
Yeah. And me.
I only read the one.
Guardian Devil.
Yeah, the Guardian Devil that you told me to read, which is great, by the way.
Yeah. Well, we'll be talking about that again here soon. Ooh. I thought Foggy and Yurik were perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, Johnny Favs is awesome, and Joe Pants is... he did a good job as Yurik. I mean, I don't remember a lot of Yurik from the books, but I kind of liked his sort of smarmy... take as opposed to the one we got in the show in season one where he was just sort of this weathered grump who was just over it. Like this Ben Yurik is much more in your face and I'm gonna hunt this stuff down. He's Joey Pants from Bad Boys. Like he's a dickhead and he's gonna be a dickhead until he gets sway. And it worked for this story.
I know. I was just thinking he's in this And he was in the Matrix, like.
Oh, yeah.
What must be going on through his mind while watching these two things? Why is everyone in leather? Yeah, probably. Oh, man.
So I know you want to talk about the playground fight. Oh, it's stupid.
It is.
That was so see, stupid. And that's the thing. When I remember watching the director's cut the first time, I was like, the only problem that is still in this movie is the fucking playground fight. Everything else worked. And I will still say that for a 2003 movie, I'm still correct in that assessment. But the playground fight is inexcusable because it's stupid. Mm-hmm. And two, how in the hell does she not immediately go, oh, so you're Daredevil?
Yeah. Unless she just doesn't know anything that there is a Daredevil. Otherwise, yeah. What other excuse could she have, you know?
Yeah.
And again, like, why would you even fight this blind guy? Yeah. However good he is acting, he's getting lucky, I would assume.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't know that he has powers, like, yeah, he's just a blind guy, so... But he's balancing on the seesaw thing. And it's a cool fight, more or less, for 2003. For 2003, superhero movie, it's fine. Look, fine enough.
We're not in 2003 anymore, so I can't...
This movie was... I have to
judge it.
You have to at least grant it, you know, when it was made. Otherwise, the whole point of this year is just lost, because we should shit on Blade a lot more than we did.
I think and Blade Spider-Man was way better than this.
I would say they're about the same.
I would say you're a dirty liar. And you I don't know if you have money invested in this movie or what.
Wesley Snipes hammed up the it's so cheesy and dumb. When he flings the bow, or not the boner, the boomerang knife thing around and goes, when he catches it. Like, at least there's none of that.
What if he threw a stick up in the air, took off his jacket, set it down neatly, and then caught it? Wouldn't that be really cheesy? Because that's what Daredevil did. I hated that, too. I was like, are you kidding me? To not only have the precision to throw it that high... And come down exactly where it should.
He's Daredevil. That's a thing he can do. Now that she is okay with that, I could see that being a problem. But it is Daredevil. So Daredevil can do those things. But the fact that no one goes, why are you able to do these things, is a problem.
Right. Okay, you're saying Daredevil should fine. Matt Murdock doing it, problem. Even though we know he's the same person. But yes, that should be a problem for a lot of people.
Yes.
And especially those like 100 kids that on a school day at around noon, because he's supposed to be in the courthouse at noon, are just out here playing, cheering on this fight. What?
Well, I mean, it's New York. Not maybe every kid a Saturday, is in school.
Sure. I don't know. I don't know how the New York justice system works. It's not very good, I can tell you that.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point of this series, really. It's the justice system doesn't work. Okay, how about this? Michael Clark Duncan, the late great, miss him dearly, is awesome as Kingpin.
He is. He very large, commanding man, commanding voice. Very cool. That scene where he just beats
the shit out of his bodyguards after giving that little speech about the pharaohs killing the bodyguards and shit, like, that was so Kingpin to me. That reminded me of a 2003 version of him decapitating the guy with the car door in the series.
The car door thing made more sense to me than this did.
I think the only thing was that they should have... They didn't necessarily say... That they were, one of them was the one that potentially leaked the information.
Exactly.
And that's where they screwed up.
Yes, that would have saved it. Because all we saw is him getting told, hey, the name or someone is a kingpin is in the paper. And then he says a little speech of back in the Pharaoh days, their tongues were cut out in the first day. Boom, hit you in the head. Boom, choke you out. Why? Why these two? What did they do?
They were there.
Because they didn't say anything. I think they were trying to just show you, oh, man, he's so scary. Like, look what he does mm-hmm. to his own bodyguards. But it should have been, look what he does to his own people that are rats, not just sure. these two random bodyguards. Because that's yeah. all I saw, you know? Yeah. He just killed two bodyguards just because he happened to, not even him, but the name Kingpin happens to be in the newspaper.
Like, what? Well, and he is unhinged. I mean, I could totally see even Vinny D's Kingpin doing that, honestly. Like, just being in such a fit of rage as the giant man baby that version of Kingpin is. Yeah. And I'm not, it's not a knock, but it is true. That is how he plays that character. I could totally see him doing that.
Yeah. And I, like you said, they kind of did do it with the whole head in the car door. But that at least had more, I don't know, it made more sense leading up to that.
Well, there was just like five episodes, you know, getting there, so it helped.
Yeah. Maybe. Which, again, that proves the point of more time to breathe and let things develop. But with this, it was like, we just saw who he is, and now he's killed two random bodyguards because they happen to be in the room.
Well, don't be in the same room with Kingpin. That's your lesson for the day. So let's get to Bullseye and his deadly paper clips and the airplane peanuts, which I still think are cool scenes, but the character of Bullseye is atrocious in this movie. And what really scares me is this is the guy who plays Penguin in the Batman, which is probably one of the best performances in a comic book movie, period.
Like, wow.
Okay. If you didn't know that was Colin Farrell, would you have any idea that that's Colin Farrell? Like, it's just
no.
phenomenal.
Even knowing it's Colin Farrell, I'm still like, it is Colin Farrell, not. Right?
Yeah, like, there are a few moments where the accent kind of slips and you kind of hear it.
Yeah. And in some angles where you're like, yeah, those are his eyes.
Yeah. But if you didn't, and that's what's so fucking crazy. Like, he is bananas good. And, you know, he got better, I will say, because I've seen him in other stuff in the early days. SWAT.
Yeah.
Bad. The thing he did on Scrubs, pretty bad. But
I don't remember what he did on Scrubs. I'll take your word for it.
He showed up as a handsome Irishman who was a giant piece of shit, but everyone swooned after him because of his accent. But, okay. Yeah, it was dumb. But, like, he is a phenomenal actor. And then to see what he does in this, and how cool the character of Bullseye is in general, no good. It's no very good. Classic early 2000s superhero movie henchman.
Yeah, you're right. I still hated it. Like, and yes, the paperclip thing where he does, like, him using them is, it's pretty cool. It's very interesting and very unique, but... Yeah. Like, he just murdered that guy in front of 30 people, and no one is, like, doing anything. He just hops on a plane after that, with more paperclips, of course, in his mouth, of course. That was so weird. Like, why are you taking it out of your mouth like that? Why'd you have it in your mouth anyways? They're just paperclips. If it's in your pocket, nobody cares.
Some people chew on, you know, mints. Some people, it's an oral fixation thing. I don't know. Oh, God. I actually liked the peanut scene still because, like, who hasn't been on any situation where you're next to the most annoying person on the planet, like I'm doing right now, and you just want to flick a peanut and lodge it in their throat so they stop talking? It's awesome. It's stupid, but it's fucking awesome.
It was stupid, and I don't know. Part of me is like, you just killed another person for no reason.
He's a hitman. It's Bullseye. He killed. Did you not watch season 3?
He's not a hitman. He's a serial killer. A hitman gets paid to kill certain people. That's the difference. And
he's also nuts. Again, did you watch season 3? He's nuts.
Okay. Yeah.
Like,
and the tattoo. Not even a tattoo. It's
like an engraving.
It's
like he, like, indented into his face, which is a cool idea, I guess, but it doesn't make sense when you, you know, think about it for a while.
Like, how are you ever going to be mistaken for anyone else? Yeah. Anything that you can remember that kind of was unique about this guy? Yeah, he had a bullseye on his forehead.
Like engraved into it.
Yeah, engraved. Not like he had a hat on or something, or drew it on. No, it's engraved. He can never take it off.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, for a hitman, you know, that's probably not the best strategy, but
right,
still.
And I hate it, because I don't know when we'll talk about it again. I hated the whipping of the jacket and the rattle of some snake. Why a snake, first of all? And why are you whipping it all the time? And it's not like he did it once.
That's what you do with dusters. Why wear a duster if you can't whip it back and forth?
Yeah, if you're not whipping it, what are you wearing it for?
That's half the point of those jackets, is to have it swoosh. And the rattle is because he's a scary snake killer, man. So there you go. It is what it is. The only thing that bothers me about it, honestly, because everything else, again, this is so 2000s. Uh-huh. This is so, I mean, if you watch the old Batmans, the old Supermans, the old Spider-Mans, like, it's so cliche of what comic book movies were back then.
Okay.
It's like, it's fine. Like, whatever. But they don't give him a personality.
No.
They don't give him lines. He doesn't even talk until he gets to Kingpin's office. And even then, it's a bunch of cliched, stupid shit that doesn't make a lot of sense. I want a fucking costume?
No.
Why? From who? What are you talking about? I always thought...
Yes.
Like, it makes sense in that he wants Daredevil's costume. He wants to kill Daredevil and have his costume as a trophy, is what I've always told myself.
Okay, yeah.
But it doesn't make sense the way he says it. Because I remember hearing, that's a line, aside from the F-bomb, is a line from the trailers. And I was like, oh, he looks like this now, but then he's going to look like he does in the books, and he's going to get the thing. And then I was like, oh, okay, that didn't happen. And then I realized, what he means is he wants his costume, like as a trophy.
Sure. Are you still just making that up, or is that somewhere?
No, I think that's just the only way that makes sense.
Okay.
Otherwise, well, that's...
it just was a stupid line.
It is a stupid line, but, like, he says it... when he says the devil is mine again, I don't think he says the costume thing again, but, like, yeah, otherwise it's just stupid.
Yeah, I think it was just stupid, and I think you're trying to rationalize it, and I like you rationalizing it better. Like, that would make more sense, but... I think it's just a stupid line. Wow. It'll be okay.
Lord. I liked seeing Matt in the church. I liked the Karen Page cameo. In the original, I think it's actually just the one scene when they first go into the office. Because, again, the whole investigating the thing and the wow, like, that doesn't happen in the theatrical cut. Because it doesn't have thing. So it's... And that's, I believe that's Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy.
It is. My wife pointed that out while she was in and out of falling asleep. I felt very jealous. She actually wasn't feeling well. She was like, I might fall asleep because I'm not feeling too good. I'm like, that is fine. I don't think you need to watch this.
Almost better.
Yeah.
I liked that. It's just sad. Like, I liked the bullseye and Daredevil fight in the street when Elektra's dad dies.
Oh, where he jumps up on a motorcycle very inconspicuously and takes out his belt buckle of
throwing stars.
Star things, as you would. And I felt like Elektra saw this, but still blamed Daredevil. Like, you know there was another person there. why do you assume it was... It was Daredevil. Because I understand that it was in his chest, but, like, you know someone else was there.
But he didn't know who it was, and he was gone by the time she got, you know, coherent enough, and the dad died and shit, and the Billy Club was Daredevil's. So.
And she's just shooting a gun into the houses and apartments that these people are
living
in.
I did think about that. I was like, you know, there's probably... we are too old.
Probably.
You're going to break a window and someone's going to have to pay for that. It's not going to be you.
Someone I wasn't thinking of breaking the window part, but that is funny. That does You have now caught up in my age. You are now also the old man. You know how expensive windows are these days? Imagine if that's a double plane glass.
Oh, God. That's just terrible.
And speaking of the Billy Club, which is the Billy Club / walking stick, right?
Uh-huh.
Because that's the one I have a problem with. Is that it's so unique. And the only thing... And if all he does is he twists the end around, like that's now your secret. Like, now you're Daredevil once I twist that cap around. And no one else will see this. Anyone can see it. Like, it's not like you turned it inside out. You just turned it around.
Like, what I will say is, if I remember correctly, his walking stick and Billy Club are the same thing in the books.
Okay.
But I agree with you that it is so unbelievably intricate that it will not ever be mistaken for literally anything else.
Yes, agreed. I
it's blatantly a blind guy's walking stick once it shoots out. Like, if it was just a projectile that shot out and it just looked like a regular cane, you'd be like, well, that's an interesting feature. I wonder what he uses that for when he kills people and beats the shit out of people in alleys. But it's like, no, that... And I think, honestly, even if it wasn't, just the intricacy of the head of it...
Yeah.
In those engraved metal demon heads...
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why carry that around normally?
Yeah.
Who would... Like, if anybody saw just some random blind guy walking with that, you'd be like, why do you have that? Yeah. Are you, like, a Satan worshiper? Or you got the thing going? Like, do you need to be... Yeah.
Do you feel this? Because you're not saying it. Like, you're just rubbing its face, and you're like, oh, God, I love the way it feels.
Got the devil inside of me.
It just, yeah. I like the Kevin Smith cameo. That was cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
speaking of that, he almost murders him, shooting that cane thing out. Like, that was way too close to his face.
He wouldn't have died. See, that's an old man complaint there.
What? I don't think
poke someone's eye out. You're playing with that toy in the house.
I said murder. Okay. Very adult. Young. Or wait, very young. Yeah. I don't know anymore.
You're just old and up. Sad. I do like how Yurik actually helps. Because I'm trying to remember the layout of things, because in the original film, Yurik kind of assumes that Matt is Daredevil by this point, and that's why he warns him about Kingpin killing the entire family and warning him for Elektra's safety. Okay. But in this, he warns about the case they're working on, and then it's the cop in that car that says the thing about the whole family. Which actually makes a lot more sense. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's... I almost want you to watch the original just to get a better respect for this, because the original is much... It makes so much less sense on looking back.
But, you're sitting here like, now, if you had a bad time with this, I want you to have a worse time. So that then you'll think, that last one wasn't that bad.
That's what I'm saying.
Not happening. I will never watch this movie again. I'm sorry. If I need my Daredevil fix, I will obviously probably watch the one we have coming up.
Yeah.
Or I would go to Netflix. Like, I have no reason to
watch it. Well, it's on Disney Plus now, so they're in the same place.
Even better.
I love the Daredevil Kingpin fight at the end. We missed a whole bunch of shit. Sorry. Elektra training Devonessence. Classic. 2000s. Problem I had with this scene.
Yes.
Is they never set up the idea of her having these abilities aside from the park. Why would she have them in the first place? And
where are these sandbags connected in what just looks like her dining room that she moved the table out of the way?
It's a big house. They're connected to the ceiling. That's a stupid thing. But why is this person doing these things? Because before this, she's just this rich daughter of this crime boss guy, and she can fight in the playground. But unless you know who Elektra is, the fact that she can do these things makes no sense.
Yes.
And would go after Daredevil to kill him makes no sense, because they never teed that up at all.
No, not at all. As far as we know, like you said, she's just this daughter of a rich man. The end.
But
we know nothing about her.
At the time, I could see, like, oh, well, the reason she knows how to do the playground stuff is because in reality, she has all of these fighting skills, which don't do her much good, other than she's able to whoop Daredevil's ass and then get killed immediately by Bullseye. But what I do like about that fight is that it is more or less shot for, like, what it was in the books.
Okay.
That whole thing, even the playing card thing, is all from the comic where she died.
Oh, okay.
Which is cool. Yeah.
Yeah. That
so that's idea, something.
That is something. I agree. That
but
is
they
something.
Do what bothered me this time was they do the classic trope of the hero's down and can't help, but then he goes on to not only survive this, but then take down two villains back to back, including the one he couldn't stop the first time from killing his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, like, he just got stabbed in the shoulder. Like, I get it hurt.
Yeah.
But get up.
Yeah.
Like, do
exactly. Like, I've seen the damage done to your body. Yeah. I think you can handle this. Like, you can at least stand. I agree.
Yeah, they should have kept him, like, they either should have knocked him out, and he was just waking up as, you know, and he woke up too late to do anything about it.
Yes.
Or he was, like, pinned somewhere or, like, tossed off the building and couldn't get back up in time. But this, it was like he was stabbed in the shoulder. And, yeah, that would hurt. That would make me want to, like, I burned the crap out of my hand a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Fucking hurt. Like, I still have marks on my hand from it. But, like, I still, like, did stuff, you know, maybe not
you
that
were able
night,
to get up.
I got up. Yeah, I actually I even finished cooking and I ate dinner and stuff, and it hurt more later because it kept burning, but like I finished doing what I was doing and then I moved on with my day. And I'm not a superhero, at least I'm not gonna admit it on tape, so it's not a perfect movie, but it's pretty good for 2003.
As I said, far from.
Let's see. So we get the Daredevil Bullseye fight. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to bring something else up that I remember
don't like.
That I didn't like. Oh, yes. And it was towards the beginning. When he's jumping off of a building and he doesn't land on the ground or anything. Don't be ridiculous. He just lands 30 stories down on some window washer things. That's perfectly fine. No. What? When he jumps off a building and he lands on, you know, the window washer things that they go up and down the windows to wash them?
Yeah. Yeah.
He lands on one. And he's like, all good. Why do you say, like, that's a normal thing? Like, people can do that.
It's a superhero movie. He can do things. Like, are you really? I think if you're finding this is a Batman v Super situation where these few things by themselves are not problems for most people, but all of them together have, turned into just a sour experience for you. Because
they are
all
together.
You're forgetting that Daredevil is a superhero with superhuman abilities, and he can do these things. He didn't do them in the Netflix show because they didn't have the budget to do it, but he actually can do these things. I don't have any problem with the superheroics he does. Because that's what he does. That's what Daredevil
does.
The
super strength I have a problem with. Yeah, especially with those banged up knees that they show us. Those things look like they've had so many surgeries done to them. And I don't know by who, by the way. Like, this blind guy is getting hurt a lot in some weird ways. But they did not look like sturdy knees. Okay? And the way he landed on this thing, I got a problem with it. The other one where it kind of like breaks free.
I
and
can barely
down.
Get off the couch because of my knees hurt so bad.
Oh,
superhero!
I get up in the morning and I'm popping pills just to get out.
I am too, but like I'm not Daredevil, so.
Okay. All right, fine. That's on me then. I'll give you one.
That is
his super landing strength. The others, I think, were valid.
Yeah, you would. The fight at the church was pretty cool. It had its shitty CG moments, but all in all, like, I love the back and forth between him and Bullseye, fighting-wise. Obviously, there's very little to no dialogue, but it just what he does with the billy club, the way he's able to dodge Bullseye and all of his shots with the glass and the throwing stars again, and how pissed it makes Bullseye is so comic. Because, like, that's one of the things he hates so much about fucking Daredevils. Like, he's the one who makes me miss. Like, I'm great all the time. This fucker is why I, like, oh, he's ruining my streak. And that's very Bullseye.
Yeah. I agree. It was cheesy. The way, yeah. The part that was cheesy was how angry he got. You made me miss. And it reminds me of that, nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Like, that kind of a line. Like, get over it, dude. I know you're Bullseye. You never miss. But, like, really? Mm.
Do that's all of his personality. You miss? That's the entirety of his personality. So,
yeah, you know, I guess, especially in this movie.
And having him when he dodges the bullet at the end, and he makes him shoot Bullseye's hands. I thought that was fucking cool. When he throws him out the window, that was badass. Which is a thing again from the books. Like, he, I don't remember exactly what he does, but like he severely injures Bullseye, and then he comes back years later with, like, an adamantium skeleton.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So, like, that whole deal is something that could have teed up something cool that is more or less comic accurate, that he actually comes back even stronger because of what he did to him.
Right.
But obviously that didn't happen.
And, yeah, and I love that bull through the hands thing. I hate the acting of him, his injury to his hands. Like, well, I hated that part of it. It was very cool, like, to get out of the way in time and get the hands. Yeah. Like, brilliant. You know, his hands are his weapons, essentially. But yeah, him just like, my hands. How could you do it to my hands? I just hated it. Oh, it was so stupid. Colin Farrell, you're a better actor than that.
Different movie, because he wasn't a southern preacher.
Okay, I'm not going to do his stupid accent.
It wasn't doing in my hands.
That's what you're focused on? My terrible accent? Jeez, you are trying to
Colin
like
Farrell's accent. Like. Colin Farrell's accent in this movie is just Colin Farrell's accent.
Yeah, that's true. It
is. So, yeah, I can't really. I can shit on his acting, but you know.
No, I like Irish accents. They're good.
The Daredevil Kingpin fight was awesome. The little back and forth they have at the beginning where they're kind of trading blows before he like flings him around is all director's cut stuff.
Okay.
It was much quicker in the theatrical cut.
Okay.
They cut to him like shooting the thing and him like whipping him back and throwing him against the glass. Like that's like the first, you know, moments of the fight. It's very quick.
Okay.
I love this fight. I've always loved this fight. Especially when he breaks the water features and can see him better and just beats the shit out of him and then busts his knees.
Like, yeah.
Oh, one of my favorite fights in an old school
fight was good.
Super movie.
Yes, I'm shitting all over this movie, but that fight was good.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. The water scene, I only thought it was kind of dumb because, like, why would you have that water scene anyways? But it was for this, essentially.
Huh.
This moment. And it was a little callback with the water and Elektra. But I was thinking, like, why do you even have that in your office? Like,
because he's a badass.
Fine.
I would have an awesome water feature in my office if I had the kind of money that he has. That'd be awesome. Okay. I'd do it just because of this movie. Like, I want the Kingpin water feature thing.
And I wouldn't do it because I saw what happens.
Well, I'm not going to be Kingpin and have Daredevil come and bust my knees.
That's exactly what Kingpin thought when he was young.
Well, but I don't think that's what he thought, because he very clearly did bad things on purpose. Yeah, then they win the fight, or you know, the court case with Dante and giving all the hugs from Coolio, which I thought was really funny.
It was funny. He just kept going and going. And again, that reminded me, I was like, I do not remember this at all, because I never saw it.
It's not there. Well, in that whole monologue of him talking about evil coming back and rising again, and the shot of Kingpin and Wesley in prison, I don't remember that being in there. And I'm pretty sure the bullseye scene when he's in the hospital bed is like an end credits.
Okay, I do remember the fly thing.
Yeah, that one was in the theatrical cut, but I'm almost positive it was an end credit scene.
Okay. So, which again is, I don't know how he does it. He looks like he is completely bandaged up. And somehow he got another paperclip out of his mouth and straightened it out.
Yes. He's full of them. He's like a Pez dispenser for paperclips. He's a paperclip dispenser. And Ben decides not to run the story after all, which, you know, it's just great.
Well, I think he runs it. He just doesn't include the end part, right?
No, he deletes the whole thing. Like, he finishes
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Dude, just hit the X button then. The Xbox? Don't sit there. it is an X and it is a box. I mean, it's the wrong word, but I
use the PlayStation.
Accurately described it.
Crying out loud.
So he really sits there holding that backspace button for, what, three pages worth?
No, it's a delete. Like, he hits it once, and it goes back, and it deletes the whole thing.
That's not how computers work.
That's how this computer works. Have you worked in a newsroom? No. That's how this computer works.
You're right.
It's much more effective to have it slowly scroll back and delete the whole thing very slowly. You're a big jerk. All right, that's it for Daredevil 2003. Let's get into some fun facts and space drinks.
Sorry, you want to go first? Your favorite movie. Yeah. In their big fight scene, Jennifer Garner accidentally kicked Ben Affleck so hard in the head that he briefly blacked out. Oh, that is funny. That would suck. That's really hit hard. Like, that's,
yeah.
Jesus.
To black out, that's rough. This is the first time Colin Farrell ever used his own Irish accent in an American movie.
Okay. Michael Clark Duncan was offered to put on lips or boxes.
Nope.
To put on
you
lips
or boxes. You read that sentence. Nope.
No, I read it correctly. It just doesn't make sense. Michael Clark Duncan
was
offered on lips
often,
or boxes.
Not offered. He was often put on them.
Oh. Then yes, that does make sense. Let me try that again for the third time.
When you
time.
Use the actual words I read, it makes a lot more sense.
Michael Clark Duncan was often put on lips or boxes to make him tower over everyone else, particularly in his scene with Ben Affleck, who is 6'4". Is he really 6'4"? Goodness.
Guess so.
That's tall.
My heavens. Getting Daredevil's costume right was one of the hardest aspects of the production and took approximately 7 to 8 months.
And they still didn't get it right. No, it's fine. The mask hood part, I could do without. I would have rather had white eyes than the shiny eyes.
Well, that's racist. But.
I hate you.
My only issue is the embroidery DD on it, with it being a leather jacket. Yeah. Like, he would have to have that made. And who would make this in a world without, what's his face? Gladiator. Melvin Potter, and not go, why does this guy need this? Is he in a club? Is he Daredevil? I don't. Like,
it's possible. He's blind.
It's a Spider-Man 2002 situation where it's like, how did this kid make this? This is a bit too much for this person to actually have this. And Daredevil has 6.
Yeah, at least, our new Spider-Man, they explain it. Either Tony made it, or now we see him with a sewing machine doing it.
Yeah,
he's
and it looks much more rudimentary.
Well, it still looks pretty good.
Had this, yeah.
All right. But yes, good question. I don't know why. Anyways, moving on to the next one. The Shadow World effects took the better part of a year to be designed. Shadow World effects? Is it echolocation? Okay.
Yeah. The movie was banned in Malaysia because it contained the word devil in the title. Hellboy 2004 was released in Malaysia as Super Sapiens to avoid a similar ban.
No way. Super Sapiens?
Yeah, that's sad.
Oh, boy. Eliza Dushku was considered for the role of Elektra.
I can see that. Interesting. Last one before some Easter eggs. The first Marvel film to include a sound effect over the Marvel logo, which would be the flipping of the pages, I believe.
Yeah. All right, let's jump into some Easter eggs.
Woot.
About halfway through the movie, Bullseye steals a motorcycle after putting a pen through the skull of a biker's owner, as he does. Mm-hmm. If you look at the dead biker, you can see that it's actually Frank Miller, one of the most famous comic artists and writers of Daredevil. Hmm. Yeah. Did you know that?
I did not.
Before you read this?
No. Yeah, I was like, huh? And then I forgot to look for it, but... Oh. Frank Miller is, like, the most prolific writer of Daredevil. Created Elektra and all of the things that we know to be Daredevil. Like, especially right. Everything you love about the Netflix show is mm-hmm. from him.
I love it.
Pretty much. But when Matt's dad is fighting, there's a poster in the background saying Matt the Devil Murdock versus John Romita. John Romita was a Daredevil artist.
Oh, very cool.
There's a ton of I think the last one we have here, like, there's a ton of name drops of people who worked on Daredevil in this.
Nice. Yeah. When Ben Urich goes to the morgue, he meets Jack Kirby, played by Kevin Smith. Jack Kirby was the original Daredevil artist. Smith also wrote the Guardian Devil storyline for the Marvel Knights Daredevil run.
Yeah, which is awesome, and you should read it.
I know he does play Jack Kirby, but do they ever say Kirby? I know they say Jack.
Yeah, they say Kirby.
Oh, does he say Kirby? Okay. Because mm-hmm. I was waiting to hear that, and I guess I wasn't waiting that well.
Well, you know, you only paid attention to about half of it and shit on the rest, so it's fine. The man on trial in the court scene is called Mr. Quesada. This is in reference to Joe Quesada, one-time editor-in-chief at Marvel Comics. Also in the film, there are references to a Mac and Bendis, both are writers of Daredevil.
Man. He's got all the writers in here. I love it.
Yeah. There were a ton of... That's one of the things I appreciate about this, even back in the day, knowing those names and being like, oh, that's a cool way to, you know... Just, like, naming them fighters and shit and different random characters. Like, it's a nice way to weave those in.
Yeah, I agree.
For people that like this movie like me, not for Jeremy, who hates life.
Yeah, if you actually like this, please reach out. I would love to know that there's a second person out there. I will definitely get you in contact with Justin.
And we can be friends.
Yeah.
And we can tell Jeremy to suck eggs because he sucks.
Suck eggs. Oh, gosh. Yeah, you are 100 years old. All right.
Telling Daredevil to get off my concern lawn with his knees that are making me feel bad about my own because mine don't work anymore, but his do.
Did you really not see the scars all over his knees? I mean, they did a close-up on him to show it.
Pretty sure that
I think
was
twice,
his back.
To be honest.
Pretty sure that was his back though, with all the scars.
They
there.
Did
but
that too.
Fun.
I know what knees look like, okay? I have
hard
two
to
of
say
them.
What? Do you?
Okay, I have one, but I didn't want to point that out.
I like this movie. It's fun. It's stupid. Like, that's the point. None of these movies that we're talking about in the next year are particularly good, you know, with a few exceptions, but you know, they're leading us to the promised land that is the MCU. So
yes, I had fun shitting on this with you on this podcast. I did not have fun watching it.
I had fun watching it and did not have fun hearing you whine and complain like you don't know when movies are made and that they don't actually update them after they've been made. Why are the visuals so bad for this 20-year-old movie? Because it was made 20 years ago.
I don't think that's an excuse.
Yeah, it should be just as good.
There are old movies that are still great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shut you up. You couldn't argue with that one. And I'm glad you didn't try to. I respect it. Okay, because you could have just blatantly spit something out that didn't make any sense.
All movies suck until the year 2008. And even then, it's a wash.
Yeah, I would not say that after 2008, they're all good after that. Yeah. We'll get into those, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, Justin, this was fun. What do we got for next episode, though?
Well, Jeremy, I know that you are so hyped up on Daredevil after watching this that, hey, you want to talk some more Daredevil. So guess what? That is exactly what we're going to do. We're going to talk about all the cool things that we hope to see in Daredevil Born Again, which is filming now. And out
right now?
And filming now, but it comes out sometime next year. I have a feeling it's going to get pushed later into the year, given the state of other things.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know, if it comes out and it's fantastic, you know, I'll wait all day. As long as it's an amazing end product, just do what you need to do, Kevin.
Yeah, I think it will be. I think it's going to be great. It's only getting better. You know, started here, the very bottom.
It's you know, what we should have watched is Trial of the Incredible Hulk, and you could have seen what real bad Daredevil was. Where he's just in black pajamas. And
I mean, isn't that kind of what Charlie Cox was in for most of season one?
Yeah, but it wasn't really, like, fitted.
Loose. just these real 90s it didn't like, pants.
kind of. Anyway, so next episode, I don't know if it'll be next week or the week after, but we're going to be talking about what we want to see in Daredevil Born Again. Please join us then. And I hope you enjoyed this.
I do, too.
Particularly more than this guy, because he's just a Debbie Downer.
Hey, I had fun in the podcast, I said.
Hey, that's
so
that's
this
something.
I did enjoy. I honestly did feel bad going into this thinking he's not going to have fun today because I'm going to shit on this.
Oh, I didn't. This tastes
perfect. I called it and I mission accomplished. I didn't want to make you feel bad, but I also didn't like this movie. So I was just being honest.
What do you do?
And
we'll see how it goes.
But if you want to send in your thoughts of this movie and also explain when you watched it, because that makes a huge difference. But yeah, please do reach out to us. Go to the website, wearemarvelpod.com. Email us, wearemarvelpod@gmail. Find us on social media. We are Marvel Pod on all of it. If you're on the website, go check out our merchandise page. You can get merchandise there. Shirts, mugs, notebooks, all kinds of stuff, stickers.
Very good.
Thank you, sir. And that's all we got for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. Reach out. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I've been Jeremy.
And I've been Justin.
Bye.
Bye. Daredevil!